This podcast is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If Obamacare, I got rid of it.
I'd like
and
you
we
to,
will protect
Mr.
people.
President,
with
I'm the moderator
rates.
Of this debate, and I would like you to let me ask my question, and then you can answer.
Go ahead.
So my question, sir, is what is the Trump health care plan?
Right. Well, first of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him, but that's okay. I'm not surprised.
Oh, my God. It's better than I thought.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know what?
You're not true.
You're doing it.
You're going to have.
Tape. True.
Gentlemen. I hate to
Chris,
raise my voice, but I see it seems to be. Why shouldn't I be different than the two of you? The final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you.
And a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
When needed, I wear masks.
Okay.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
Vice President Biden, go ahead, sir.
Look, the way to open businesses.
But I was asking you, sir, about masks.
Masks make a big difference.
And they've also
it
said
matters.
The opposite.
No serious person said the opposite.
Dr. Fauci said the opposite.
He did not
I
say
ask
the opposite.
You, we
said
people should not be walking around with masks.
Unchained and unstoppable.
He called the military stupid bastards.
I did not
say it. He said stupid bastards.
He
said
it. Play it. Play it.
Your wish is my command, sir.
I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Must be nice to be a Democrat. Just never have to worry about being fact-checked. You can just make up these whoppers, knowing not only that you said it, but there's video and audio of you saying it. And it's been on TV. It's been on the radio within hours. And you can still deny it. And nobody ever calls you on it. I mean, again, the New York Times called him out twice on falsehoods from last night, but again, a broken clock is right twice a day. That was the New York Times. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I'm looking forward to the speech, the rally tonight by President Trump. He's going to be in Duluth, Minnesota, 9 o'clock, and it should be a lot of fun. I think he'll be really loaded for bear. I think we'll be hearing a lot more about Hunter and about Joe's academic career. You know, Delaware State is only a tiny part of it. You know, again, he has memories of being on a Division I football team, which he never was. His scholarship to law school, which he never got. His double major, which didn't exist. There's just all kinds of things. And then he was a professor too at the University of Pennsylvania, I believe, which he drove by it once on his way to a rally in Philadelphia. Anyway, time now for the Chump Line.
I've been on the fence for a while about this guy, and clearly last night's winner in the debate was Chris Crowley.
Chris Crowley?
Think about it.
Chris Crowley.
Think about it. How about Candy Wallace?
Oh, I got... Okay, I'm sorry. He can... Yeah. I am glad that I mentioned Candy Crowley yesterday, because her she's trending on Twitter, at least among certain groups of Trump supporters. I got it. I'm sorry. I should have gotten that one.
I watched that debate last night, and all I have to say is, if at first you don't succeed, get yourself a hooker.
Yeah, well, I think that's a reference to JFK's first debate against Richard Nixon. And he came into it very relaxed. Nixon was fighting a cold, hadn't bothered to shave, although he had, bad 5 o'clock shadow. And JFK, on the other hand, had gotten a big shot in the rear end, as President Trump would say, from Dr. Feelgood, Max Jacobson, who gave him all kinds of drugs and amphetamines. And then he relaxed after getting the shot from Dr. Feelgood with two hookers. So he came in a very mellow mood and handled Nixon with ease, at least for the TV audience. The radio audience was still pretty large in those days, and the radio audience thought that Nixon won with ease because they couldn't see him scowling in his 5 o'clock shadow, etc. The Trump line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, asking you to lend your singing skills to support the Travis Mills Foundation, Mike Rowe Works, the White Foundation, Patient Airlift, and the ASPCA by joining our newly formed Matthews Carol's Quarantine Karaoke Chorus. Details at MatthewsBrothers.com.
If the 2020 Boston Red Sox were a person, his name would be Chris Wallace.
They were just inept. Chris Wallace was more nefarious, I think. 603 says, please clarify the Delaware State gaffe. I don't know the story. Delaware State is a black university, and Biden was there last October, and he said, I got my start at Delaware State, making it appear that he had matriculated there after he graduated high school. That would have been in the 1950s or late 50s, early 60s.
I'm a big supporter of HBCUs, as long as you understand that. I got started at Delaware State University, okay? I don't want anything negative about Delaware State, okay?
So he would have been the first white student at Delaware State. He would have been the James Meredith. Like, he was the first guy to integrate Ole Miss, the black guy. Joe Biden would have been the James Meredith of Delaware State.
But I got started out on HBCU, Delaware State. I don't want to hear anything negative about Delaware State here, okay?
See, that was another lie. That was last October.
So nice to know that 2-on-1 is still Moonbat fun.
Yeah. I call it Democrat fun, but yeah, same thing. 2-on-1 is Democrat fun. That was a quick summation of the debate last night. You could see it coming a mile away, but you just couldn't see how big of a train wreck it was going to be.
So in other words, we have to elect Joe to office before we know what he'll do in office.
Yeah. Well, I think Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas said today, could he have made it any clearer by his non-answers that he does plan to pack the Supreme Court? Didn't work out too well for FDR, but maybe it'll work out well for Dementia Joe.
Will you shut up, man? You're the worst president ever, and I've known all of them, some of them intimately. Time to call him in for the rest of the year. I mean it.
He has. He's known so many. Remember, he was first elected to the Senate 180 years ago. So he may not have known George Washington and John Adams, but he's known most of them since then.
Biden loves the little children, all the children of the world. Sniff their hair, caress their face, have them stroke your hairy legs. Biden loves the little children of the world.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Ray Stevens.
Hey, Howie. When Joe Biden was looking into the camera last night, he wasn't talking to the American people. He was trying to smell them.
You know, I've always been skeptical that they were actually telling him what to say through the earpiece, but I think they could be telling him to look at the camera, Joe. Look at the camera. Speak directly to the American people. Mention working class. Mention the empty chair at the kitchen table. You'll be bonding with the deplorables, as Hillary calls them.
I watched the CNN presidential debate last night. When does Fox News get to host one?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point. It's a good point. By the way, Shep Smith has now started at MSNBC. I haven't caught it yet. I think it'll be a while before I do, but I think he's at 7 o'clock at night. I heard a radio ad on a different station for it a couple of days ago. He's been a journalist for 30 years, you know, Shep Smith.
Lovey, I can't believe the terrible job that Chuck Wallace did at the debate last night. That man is about as good at controlling a debate as Genghis Khan is at controlling a bicycle.
You would know, Mr. Secretary. I believe you had a big accident during the Iranian surrender that you were arranging.
Hey, old guy, what's with the name calling? This was a debate, not a Dean Martin roast.
Well, it wouldn't have even been a Dean Martin roast because it wasn't even funny, except for when he screwed up the numbers over and over again.
I guess he was kind of like Foster Brooks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The first point is, the second point, and the third is...
Or Charlie Callis. One of those two.
All right.
Hey, Howie, that guy Richard was right. 2024 is going to be a very important election because Trump's going to run for a third term.
Don't even say that in jest. They'll be saying Trump supporters already plotting to overturn the constitutional ban on third terms enacted to prevent another hero of the Democrat Party like FDR. He's our favorite. He appointed a Klansman to the Supreme Court and interned all the Japanese Americans. What a great Democrat.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any hour between 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you want to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more messages from the Chump Line, go to Chopped Chumps. That's our overflow chump line. We post it every night at 7 p.m. when we leave the air. And you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. That's Chopped Chumps. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, asking you to lend your singing skills to support the Travis Mills Foundation, Micro Works, the Hoyt Foundation, Patient Airlift, and the ASPCA by joining our newly formed Matthews Carol's Quarantine Karaoke Chorus. Details at MatthewsBrothers.com.
I watched the CNN presidential debate last night. When does Fox News get to host one?
I believe the next presidential debate is going to be hosted by a former intern of Joe Biden's. I'm going to guess he's going to be more on the level than Chris Wallace was. I'm pretty sure of it, as a matter of fact. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be another debate?
Yes, I think there will be another debate. I think they're going to cut off the mics when the other person is making his statement before the back and forth, of course. And as another caller, though, pointed out, a texter, what they really should be changing is they should have a pro-Trump moderator, or at least a really neutral moderator, if one was possible. And the Trump people are already complaining about changing. They say you can't move the goalposts in the middle of the game. And I tend to agree, but that's the way the Democrats are. So, yes, I think there will be one more debate.
70% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. Now, let's play cut 14 just to show that, again, how easy it is to be a Democrat in these situations. This is Biden when Trump says that other people have said that we shouldn't wear masks. And Biden, of course, said that everyone has always agreed from day one that we should be wearing masks. Cut 14.
Masks make a big difference. His own head of the CDC said if we just wore masks between now, if there, everybody wore masks and social distance between now and January, we'd probably save up to 100,000 lives. It matters.
And they've also said the opposite.
No serious person said the opposite.
Dr. Fauci said the opposite.
He did not say the opposite.
He said very strongly, a minute left in this
masks
segment.
Are not good. Then he changed his mind. He said masks are good. I'm okay with masks.
I want to ask you both
masks.
About one last.
No, he did not say that. Except, of course, he did say that. We had it in the intro. I just decided it would be good to. You should hear this. No, he did
masks
not say
make
it.
A big difference.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania, he's on team lockdown big time. He was caught on a live feed yesterday talking about wearing masks with Rep Ullman. But anyway, this is Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania, cut 38.
So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off when I speak.
I will as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Okay. That's
good. So that it's on camera.
Yeah, I'm going to put my mask back on because it's just a little political theater. I'm glad they're amused by their political theater that's put millions of people out of work, all these businesses out. These poor kids are at home with this remote learning that isn't really learning, and they're just laughing about it. It's political theater. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, my point going off like future debates, as an example, why not have Trump get to pick someone who will ask Biden questions? So he could have Tucker Carlson ask Joe Biden 10 questions. They get 3 minutes. You get to respond 2 minutes. The mic's off the other person, and Biden gets to pick up the plethora of lefty hate, left-filled hate-mongering media guys to ask Trump 10 to 15 questions and do it like that.
I think that's a really good idea, Doug. I think that would be very entertaining TV. You know what? I think Trump would go for that. Biden, not so much. How about we make him do the debates in a pool so he can't get wired up? I'm Howie Carr. You know the best way to listen to anything, whether it's debate prep or music or podcasts? Using a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. I got some in the spring and I loved them. I got some for Grace for her birthday in late May. She got some for Father's Day for her father a couple of weeks later. Now everybody in her family's got the Raycon earbuds. They're fantastic. And I recommend them to Joe Biden. Even if, I don't know if they can be jammed or not though by those military devices. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, more compact design, and noise-isolating fit, Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet, no dangling wires or stems. The company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Mike Tyson, and J.R. Smith are obsessed with their products. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Political theater, that's what a mask is. They admitted it in Pennsylvania yesterday. They didn't know the mics were open. You know, that caller, Doug, had a great suggestion. You know, let Trump pick someone to ask questions of Biden, and Biden could pick someone to ask questions of Trump, and let's see who does better. I'm gonna expand on that a little bit. We'll have that kind of debate, but we'll also do it in a pool. You know why? In the old days, maybe they still do it, but I don't think so. There were certain corrupt politicians and also members of organized crime, but I repeat myself, who would never meet with anybody that they suspected might be wired up by the feds, recording the conversation to get some incriminating evidence on them. So these people, there were a number of them. It was a common practice. They would only meet in pools or in steam rooms, you know, where everybody was just in a towel or there, and especially you didn't want to have anything on your chest. You wanted a bare chest because that's where the wires go. Look at Joe Biden last night. He had wires on him all over.
Howie, there's an episode of The Sopranos where Tony wants to figure out if one of the guys is spying on him or has a wire. So he has Paulie bring the guy to a spa, a steam room, and he refuses to steam. And he says, I can't, my back, I'm not supposed to go in the water. And the guy's like, oh, man, he's a rat.
No, I know a guy, he's dead now, but he got bagged by a Boston city councilor. And he met the guy at the counselor at a donut shop, and it was the middle of the summer, and the guy was wearing a top coat. I mean, my friend wasn't paying close attention, obviously, and the guy bagged him. You know, he gave him the cash, and the city councilor gave him up, and my friend had to do some community service. It's the way it goes. Got to be careful. So. You know, they talk about how safe these mail-in ballots are going to be, and it's just, it's foolproof, these mail-in ballots. So what? If New York City is going to remail all these ballots where they came up with the wrong addresses in Brooklyn, and they sent out military ballots to all the people in Queens, so they're just going to resend it. So in other words, what happens to the ballots they've already sent? But that's their plan to remedy the situation is to send out more ballots. And meanwhile, in Florida, we've always asked the question, if it's so safe to mail your ballot, then if you had a winning lottery ticket, would you put it in the mail? Well, we have an answer to that from a woman named Sue Burgess from Hernando County, Florida. And she won $1,000 in the state's second chance lottery game, $1,000. I was elated. Sue Burgess said, it was like winning $1 million to me. But there was the pandemic. So the regular lottery offices where you go to claim your prize were closed, so she couldn't go there. So they just said, just stick it in the mail, make it certified mail, everything will be okay. I guess you can figure out where this story's going. She followed the state lottery's instructions, went to the post office to send in her ticket via certified mail, and guess what? The ticket has vanished. The tracking information shows the ticket in transit on August 12th at a Tallahassee post office. The post office has announced, we apologize to this specific customer for any inconvenience they may have experienced. She lost $1,000. That's inconvenience. But but the ballots will be okay. There's nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Craig, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was watching the debate last night.
Yeah.
And personally, I am an ex-drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I both are. And we were watching the show, and we were wondering why Joe Biden's pupils.
I know, Craig. It's you know, everybody is speculating what kind of additives he got, but we don't know that for a fact. But thanks for calling, Sean. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Howie, love the show. Long time, many times.
Thank you.
So I just want to mention Chris Wallace conducted the debate like his Sunday shows. You have seen his Sunday shows.
Not lately, but you're right. He's trying to throw gotcha questions at all the guests, especially if they're Republicans.
Anyway, I have two points. Now, Hillary Clinton has been caught red-handed, right, with the Russia hoax.
Yes.
Now, my question is, now, Barack Obama knew, John Brennan, the whole gang knew. If they have any sense of shame, they should all commit suicide, you know? in Japan they do that. Politicians commit suicide.
Pardon me for laughing, Sean, at the idea of any of these people committing suicide. Did you notice, though, John Brennan has not denied that letter from Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence, saying that they've got his handwritten notes. I repeat, his handwritten notes talking about how he goes to the White House and tells Barack Obama and God only knows who else in the office that Hillary Clinton is conspiring with the Russians to frame Donald Trump. I would say that would have been worthy of a question, wouldn't you, Sean?
Yes, of course. Yes. But, you know, and Chris Wallace did not even touch that yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
And the second thing is, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, and General Flynn, they should sue Hillary Clinton and Bob Mueller for $40 million. You know, they wasted $40 million on people 3 years of our life. You know,
I know. I keep waiting. I don't know what Carter Page is waiting for. When we have him on the show occasionally, I ask him, when's the lawsuit going to be filed? And he hasn't said anything yet. So, I mean, they ruined his life. I mean, there's no question about it. They tried to put him in jail. They ruined his business. They sullied his name. Even his girlfriend left him in the midst of all this stuff. And you know, another thing about this letter, that Ratcliffe, the DNI, the director of national intelligence, sent to Lindsey Graham, is that all this plot to concoct a scandal involving Donald Trump to just make it up out of whole cloth, it all happened around the same time that Fusion GPS sent that Russian lawyer in to meet with Don Jr. and Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort, then the campaign manager at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. It all happened about a week after that. They put that Russian lawyer in. They sent her in. They briefed her before she went in for the 20-minute meeting. She had the 20-minute meeting, and then she was debriefed by Glenn Simpson, the head of Fusion GPS. And that was apparently the beginning of the plot. And then they saw how well it worked, and they had what they call in the legal circles, federal legal circles, a predicate act. I guess maybe that was the predicate act, that meeting, the Trump Tower meeting, 20 minutes long. I wonder how long she was briefed before the meeting by Hillary's paid stooges and how long she was debriefed after the meeting by Hillary's paid stooges. I'm going to guess it was more than 20 minutes. Thanks for the call, Sean. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. You just reminded me of something. It was Biden that came up with that Logan Act, right? That's some sort of 1800 act or something in the 1800s.
You know what? Before he was elected to the Senate in 1840, maybe he helped him write the Logan Act, right?
That's not why I called, though, Howie. Howie, you were right about the scrambler, too, and you had President Trump's one of his main campaign women on just the other day. Scramble that wire up, and they didn't do that because he was definitely wired. And one last thing, the $64,000 question, right, is about the mail-in ballots. I mean, Trump didn't answer that, and Candy Wallace did ask him, and I'm sure he didn't answer it because he didn't want to answer it, but that's the country right there. So they're going to have all these states fixed for Biden. No matter what, they're going to keep counting them. So I think they have to come out with something, the attorney general or whoever, and say, no mail-in ballots because of this, all this
right.
cheating, and it's all exposed. You're going to have to go pull the lever. That's
yeah.
the sanctity of the vote.
If you can go to a riot and loot a liquor store, you can get down to the polling place to vote. I'm with you. And again, the solution to the screw-ups in New York City is we're going to send out more ballots. We're going to send out corrected ballots. Well, how are they going to know, or are they going to care, if now you've got two ballots, one with the incorrect address, one with the correct address? So the Democrats on election night are going to be screaming, every vote must count. No one can be disenfranchised. I don't know what the solution is. I don't think Trump knows. It's very frustrating to everybody, and I'm sure it's more frustrating to him than anybody else because it could cost him his second term. And Paul's right. The country's on the line. Orange County. District attorney says driver tried to kill Trump supporters during Yorba Linda rally, charges her with attempted murder. The organizer of a Southern California rally against police brutality and racism was charged with attempted murder yesterday for driving her car into counter-protesters and running over a woman's head. Tatiana Turner deliberately drove into a crowd of President Donald Trump supporters with the intent to kill the woman and also seriously injured a man who broke his leg, Orange County prosecutor said. She positioned her vehicle to be used as a backup weapon, and she used that vehicle as a deadly weapon, willing to injure and kill those who stood in her way, District Attorney Todd Spitzer said in a statement. How come Joe Biden wasn't asked to denounce the actions of his supporter, Tatiana Turner, down in Orange County in Yorba Linda? Norm, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Norm.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I was wondering why President Trump doesn't just get the FBI or the CIA or whoever just to jam plugs his little handlers in his ears. So I think that would solve the whole problem.
I said yesterday they should
have. We all know he can't.
I said yesterday that's what he should have done. You know, I mean, if he didn't want to use the army armored vehicles that they have that they had in Iraq during the hostilities there, maybe he could have just called Bill Belichick or somebody in the NFL. I mean, hasn't Bill Belichick been accused of jamming the transmissions of visiting teams at Foxborough in the past? I think he has.
Oh, for sure. What about the Red Sox? Maybe the signals got mixed, huh?
I think that's a little different kind of...
Alex Cora. Maybe we need Alex Cora.
Well, Alex Cora hates Trump, you know. You remember he said, oh, he didn't do enough for Puerto Rico after the hurricane. Right, right. That was another lie that Joe Biden has been putting out there. He was throwing paper towels at the people. He was throwing... wrapped paper towels. It's a prop. Okay, Joe, you understand what a prop is? Thanks for the call, Norm. If you haven't tried Super Beats soft chews, you're missing out. It's a great, great product. It tastes like candy. It's wrapped in tin foil, but it's good for you. It's not, it doesn't give you a fake caffeine high. It doesn't have any sugar. It's just a Super Beats product, and it provides you with a boost of energy, and it's great for your blood pressure and your circulation. Super Beets soft chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious soft chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. The powder Super Beets are great, but they take a little more work. You got to spoon it out of the can into a glass, put some water over it, stir it up, drink it down, and then wash the glass and the spoon. Super Beets, you just grab two when you're leaving in the morning. I have one before I even have my first cup of coffee. you usually take two a day and they have the other one before the show. It's just great. You're really going to love Super Beats for the boost of energy, and they'll make you feel better as well.
And Howie, we've definitely talked a big game about Super Beats. I think the word is spreading because the day we had Donald Trump Jr. in the studio, before he walked in, I said to the VIPs, we have a surprise for you today. And they all looked at me with big smiles and said, did you guys get more Super Beats? Are we going to be able to try them?
We kept all the VIPs have been asking, and we've been out. They'll be, when we have the VIPs come back in the spring, there'll be plenty of Super Beats. Do what I did and support your heart health today with delicious Super Beats soft chews. Get your Super Beats chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. When you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I think we'll try to have a death pool tomorrow night at 6 o'clock unless something happens. Mac Davis died, the country singer. He was also one of the stars of North Dallas 40. Told there was another death today in the music world. Is that right? Who was
it? It was actually yesterday. What? Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy. I didn't know until I just read it on the...
Both 78.
On the text. 78 RPMs. I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore. All right. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have like a couple of points about last night. My first point is that like my whole life, I've always kind of just said, well, Joe Biden's like a nice guy, but like I'd never vote for him or something like that. Right.
Right.
But I will never. I do not think he is a nice man.
No.
I was sickened by him last night. He from the very start, he was laughing. He was laughing at his podium. He called the president, he called him a clown twice.
Right.
He called him a liar. He said, will you shut up, man? He called him a racist.
A fool.
He called him, you're the worst president.
Putin's puppy,
too. I was sickened. What? Sorry?
He called him Putin's puppy. Somebody had to be feeding him that line, right? Putin's puppy.
Right. But I mean, like, I know people say things about that Trump calls people, but Trump didn't call him one name last night. Like,
yeah.
No, but it was just awful. And my other point, so I am just like, I don't think he's a good man, Joe Biden. But now my second point was I thought the greatest thing that Trump said was, you know, when unfortunately, I don't care for him anymore either. Chris Wallace, they were asking him about, you know, the peaceful transfer. He said, Trump says, there was no peaceful transfer in 2016. You know what I mean? He said, for the last 4 years, all you've been doing is, you know, the Russia, the Ukraine, impeaching me. Then we all know now that you were spying on my campaign even before I was inaugurated or even elected.
Right.
Like, I just thought that was a great thing. Like, I don't know. I just, everybody's like saying that Trump was crazy last night. I don't think he was at all.
No, he should have laid back a little bit and let just Joe Biden hang himself. But I don't think it was a disastrous performance by any stretch. Thanks for the call, Joe. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. Listen, I just got a couple of points. You know, all this nonsense last night, forget all that. Why isn't Omar been picked up by the feds and put in jail, voter fraud? I mean, how does all this stuff roll?
How about all the earlier stuff? How about bigamy? How about the student loan fraud? How about coming into the country under an alias, apparently? And she doesn't seem to have any answers to any of these allegations against her. But, hey, she's a Democrat. Being Democrat means never having to say you're sorry, and it also means never having to say not guilty, Your Honor, because you never get indicted, do you? I'm Howie Carr.